We'd like to discuss the Isser of Havore and Kibui on Shabbos. And while we speak about it, we'll also touch up on the Isser or the Heter of using timers on Shabbos. I just want to make a disclaimer that I'm talking halacha v'loy lemaisa. It means that we're going to discuss the issues of the halacha, but I'm not giving here psak lemaisa for people how to conduct themselves. Rather, every person should ask their local rav how to go about it. So we're just going to go through the issues and the topics to clarify what the issurim are. So first of all, if everything was set up before Shabbos, you set up the timer to go on Shabbos, you set it up before Shabbos that the timer of the light, the electricity should go on, and it should go off at a certain time. So we'll discuss at the end why that is permissible to set it on Erev Shabbos. We're going through the problem, what the possible problem could be. Just on a footnote, are you permitted on Erev Shabbos to put a candle and fill up halfway water this way, that when the candle reaches the water it should go off? So that is not permissible. Even on Erev Shabbos, even on Friday, at least according to some opinions, it's not permissible to put the candle and fill it up halfway with water in order so when it comes to the water it should get extinguished, even if you set it up before Shabbos. So we'll talk about it at the end. But now our question is, on Shabbos, the time is supposed to go on, the timer is supposed to go on at 6 p.m. and it's supposed to go off at 10 p.m. You realize that you have guests over on Friday night and they're going to stay for a longer time. Is there any way, or what would be the problem of adding to the time at the timer so the timer should go off at 12 midnight? Just to clarify, we are speaking about a specific timer where you have 24 hours, or each half hour has its own unit. You do not have to take out the pins. You do not have to insert the pins. You rather push them in or push them out. So the pins are fixed in the fixture of the timer, and all you have to do is to push them in and push them out. So you're not changing the original setting. You're just adding or deducting to the original setting. So the question is, you realize that the time on Shabbos, that the timer is set to go off at 10 p.m. Friday night, and you want to add 2 hours to it. What would be the prohibition? So offhand, someone wanted to say that it would be an issur of havara. It would be a prohibition of adding oil to an existent flame. There would be a biblical prohibition, an issur d'oraisa of havara. You are kindling, or you're adding oil to existing flame, is the issur of havara. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman Oibach Zatzal says no. This has nothing to do with adding oil to an existing flame. There was a sif in Shulchan Aruch that says that if you have a candle and the window is open and you're afraid that the wind is going to blow out the candle, you are permitted to close the window, to shut the window, in order to prevent the wind from extinguishing the candle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is that mutar? Because you're not doing anything. You're not extinguishing and you're not kindling. You're not doing any issa. All you're doing is you're preventing the wind who's about to come and extinguish the fire, you're preventing it from to come. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman beautifully, the electricity flow, once the timer is on, the electricity flow is coming on its own. The timer is set to go off, meaning it's as if the wind is supposed to come and extinguish the fire. But when you are adding time, what you're doing is you're delaying the time when the wind will come and extinguish the fire. That's all you're doing. You're not doing an action of havara. You're not adding oil. The oil is going fluent. There is something that is about to come and extinguish the fire. So you're delaying that process by adding time. That's all you're doing. And that is totally permissible on Shabbos, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman. What other possible problem or prohibition could there be? So people mention that there is an issa of mukta. Mukta means you cannot move an item that is not permissible to use on Shabbos. So different types of mukta, and the mukta that they find would be appropriate here would be kli shemlachto l'issa, an object that is meant to use for prohibited action is not permissible to move on Shabbos, because the rabbis were afraid that if you're going to move it, you're going to come to use it for prohibited action. For example, you have a hammer. So a hammer usually is used to build or to destroy, to demolish. So therefore, since building or demolishing is prohibited on Shabbos, therefore you cannot move a hammer out of fear that you're going to move it, you're going to come and build with it. That is the issa of mukta. So they want to say that so too here, you will not be permitted to handle the timer, to move the timer, to push out the buttons of the timer, to add time, because there would be a problem of mukta. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no. Because you first have to examine if that action in itself is permissible or not. And then you go with the next step. If the action is prohibited, then you cannot even move it, the object. But if the action in itself is permissible, if you permit it to add time, so then it's not muktzah to begin with. Then that action is a permissible action, and therefore you would be permitted to move the timer. That's first of all. Secondly, even if you will make the argument that since there are cases that handling the timer is prohibited, for example, you cannot set it to go on earlier, because that would cause, or you cannot set it to go off earlier, so therefore it's klishon achtel issa, so therefore you cannot move it. Says of Shemzam, even if that is true, that it's klishem lachto l'issa, that it's an object that is meant to use for prohibited action, but we have a rule that klishem lachto l'issa, an object that is used for prohibited action, you permit it to be metaltel mutalatatel l'tzerch gufoy u'mekoyma, for its own use or its place. For example, you have a hammer. If you want to crack a nut and you do not have a nut cracker, you are permitted to use the hammer in order to crack the nut. So even though a hammer usually is mukta because it's klishem lachto l'issa, it's used for prohibited action, but if you have no other tool, you're permitted to use a prohibited tool in order to do permissible action with it. That's called klishem lachto l'issa. An object that is used for prohibited action is permissible to move it for permitted action. You permitted to take the hammer to crack a nut. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, even if you would make an argument that the timer is mukta, but now you're using it for permissible use in order to add time, so therefore it would be permitted. I want to emphasize that the Moshe Feinstein in two places, in Yoyodeo Chelek Gimel Simen Mem Zayin, and in Or Chaim Chelek Dalet, I believe it's Tzadik Aleph, says that handling a timer is an issa d'oraisa, it's a biblical prohibition to add time or to make it go off earlier. Both cases are issa d'oraisa, a biblical prohibition. He does not expand and explain why. Someone mentioned to me that the reason Reb Moshe held that it's a biblical prohibition is because he holds that everything that is set from the get-go to work by grammar with an indirect action is considered as a direct action. That means if you have an appliance that is set to begin with to work with the time in an indirect way, we don't have the heter, we don't have that permit of grammar, and therefore it's considered a direct action. We'll try to explain it maybe later. But perhaps that is his reasoning, even though it doesn't seem that a person can go with that. Behold, that even grama, even if it's set to go through grama, it still has the heta of grama. But just want to emphasize that the Shlomo Zalman holds that it's permissible, whereas the Moshe Feinstein holds it would be a biblical prohibition. Now, what if the timer is on now, and you realize that it's set to go off at midnight? However, you are very tired and you would rather go to sleep earlier, you would like to change the setting on Shabbos, that it should go off earlier instead of going off at midnight, you would like the timer to go off at 10 p.m. What would be the prohibition of changing now the timer on Shabbos that it should go off earlier? So offhand, you would say that it's extinguishing a fire. It's like you have an existent flame, existent candle. Imagine you have a wick with oil and it's lighting, and now you want to take some of the oil off from the existing flame. That is not permissible. That is considered the action of kibbuy, of extinguishing, which is not permissible on Shabbos. So the truth is that it's different, because here it's indirect. It's a gromah. You're not taking the oil from the existing flame. Rather, the timer is set to go off later. To go off late, then you want to make it to go off earlier. So you're causing, it's a gromah, you're causing action, that by that action the fire is going to go off earlier. So the truth is that who says that gram kibbuy is permissible? Who says that the indirect action of extinguishing is permissible? So the Shulchan Aruch speaks about a case similar when there is chas v'shalom a fire, and the fire caught on to, let's say, to furniture. So you're not permitted to extinguish the fire, but what you could do is you can bring a barrel of water, put it next to the fire. The fire is going to catch on the barrel, and then the water is going to come and extinguish the fire, and that is permissible. If you have a piece of furniture that fire caught on, so you can, one thing you can do is you can put something that prevents the fire from to expand. But you can do another thing. You can make a wall with vessels that are filled with water. That when the fire is going to get to them, it's going to extinguish the fire. Why? The gram kibbuy mutar. So Muhammad says because indirect action of extinguishing is permissible. It's in Shin Lamed Aleph Tziv Chof Beis. Says the Ramah, b'makom p'seder, when is it permissible to do indirect action of extinguishing? That is only permissible when there is a financial loss. So it seems that if you want to rely on setting the timer to go off earlier, that would be only b'makom p'seder, only in a case where there is a financial loss, that's where it would be permissible. Says of Shlomo Zalman, that not only a financial loss, rather the tzirich of a mitzvah or a choyle she'en b'yisakana would also be permissible. If there is a need for an ill person, somebody who is ill and cannot get out of the bed, or has tremendous headache, or toothache, or his ear, something that is tremendous pain, for that purpose would be permissible to make it go off earlier, or for the purpose of a mitzvah. But other than that, a gram kibbuy will only be permitted in makom p'seder. Now, just in the footnote, in Yom Tov, in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Tuf Kof Yudalet, the Shaar Tzion in Sif Katan Lamed brings many achronim who disagree on this Ramah, that gram kibbuy is only permissible b'makom p'seder, and they say that it's permissible even shloi b'makom p'seder. For example, on Yom Tov, you have a big flame, so you can higher the flame, but lower the flame is not so simple. Let's say that the flame is too big, or you're done cooking. Is there any permissible way to extinguish the fire? You're not permitted to extinguish the fire on Yom Tov. So the classical case that people have in mind is, if you are in need of a cup of coffee, you can fill up an entire pot with water, and let the water boil over, and it's going to extinguish the fire, and then you can shut off the gas, and this way you have an indirect way to extinguish the fire. Now we said, an indirect way to extinguish a fire is only permissible makom p'seder. So the Shaar Tzion there in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph says no. There are many poskim who disagree on the Ramah, and you do not need Makom Seder, and therefore I call upon him on Yom Tov, you can rely on that. So on Yom Tov, you do not need Makom Seder, and you permitted to do a direct, indirect action of extinguishing Gram Kibui would be permissible even Shalei B'Makom Seder. But I call upon him, says Ritzvah Mizalman, that the tzarech of a mitzvah and the tzarech of a cholish emesakone usually is more kal than the tzarech of a hefset. We find things that are permitted for the purpose of a mitzvah or a chole, and still not permitted for makom hefset. So if here b'makom hefset it's permissible, says the Tzemach Zalman, so for the purpose of a chole or for the purpose of a mitzvah would be permissible. So the bottom line is that to make it go off early would not be permissible unless it's the tzarech of a mitzvah, for the need of a mitzvah, or for an ill person, that would be permissible. Now how about when the timer is off right now, and it's set to go on in an hour from now, and you changed your mind, you decided, you're invited by somebody else, and you do not need the timer to go on at all. What would be the problem if you want to set it off now, that it should never go on? It's off right now, electricity is off, and you want to set it in a way that's never going to go on Shabbos. So if you think about it, what you're doing, essentially, you're not doing anything. It's not kibui. You're not extinguishing anything because nothing is on. You're not goyrem kibui because you're not causing indirectly something to go off, because you're doing it, all you're doing is it shouldn't go on. So essentially you're not doing anything. You're not doing any issa when it's off, when electricity is off. The only thing maybe could be a problem would be issa of mukta. So if you're worried about mukta, we already touched upon that issue, why some Zam holds there's no prohibition of mukta. But if you're worried about mukta, then you can do it kalachiyat, you can do it with a shinoi, an indirect way, an unusual way, and this way the handling mukta from kalachiyat would be permissible. So there would be, but at least as far as Havor and Kibbui, there would be no prohibition of Havor and Kibbui when it is off to set it that it should never go on. Now we had mentioned that Prima Zalman says that for the purpose of a sick person or a mitzvah, it's permissible to set the timer to go off earlier. However, I just want to emphasize one thing that Prima Zalman is mistopic, which is as follows. In Reish Samachay, it says that you cannot prepare a bowl of water in order to receive the sparks from a candle. In other words, let's say that you have a candle that some sparks fall off from that candle, and you're afraid that they're going to catch on fire. You cannot prepare a bowl of water under these sparks out of fear that a person is going to come and take that bowl and bring it closer to the sparks. While the spark is falling, he's going to elevate that bowl, and that's going to be an action of extinguishing the Adayim. Not an indirect way, it's going to be a direct action, and therefore the rabbis prohibited even to do so on Erev Shabbos, even before Shabbos, to set up a bowl with water by the sparks will not be permissible, out of fear that the person on Shabbos is going to take the bowl and bring it closer to the flame. In other words, the action of bringing the water closer to the spark is an action of extinguishing, a direct action. Leaving the bowl on the table and the spark falling into it is an indirect, is gam kibui. Gam kibui is permissible. But the rabbis were afraid that in this case, you will bring the water closer to the spark, and therefore they're prohibited. Whereas in the case we mentioned before in Shina Medalet, where you're bringing a barrel of water, you not consider that as bringing water to the fire, rather you're bringing a vessel. It's something that separates the water from the fire. So you don't view that as an action of extinguishing. Rather you're bringing a barrel, it's an indirect action, the fire is gonna catch on to the barrel, and then the water is going to come and extinguish. So you don't look at this action as an action of extinguishing. You don't look at it as bringing the water, rather as bringing a vessel. Whereas here, there's nothing separating between the water and the flame. We look at this action as bringing the fire closer. Another example is, if you have a candle that is burning, so there are those who permit to open the door while there is no wind, even though you're expecting winds to come in an hour from now and to extinguish the candle, because it's an indirect action. However, those who prohibit it is only out of fear that at the time when you open the door there might be a wind coming, and then this action is not considered an indirect action because it's bringing the wind to the candle. Bringing the wind to the candle is like bringing the water to the sparks, which is not permissible. So Shlomi Zalman has a doubt and he says, since the timer is always in a moving action, it's spinning action, it's going, it's spinning even though it's slowly, but it's spinning around and making the circle of 24 hours. So it's in a moving sense. Do we look at it as if it's in a moving action of bringing the water to the fire, which is about to extinguish the fire, and now you are making this process faster by setting the time to go up earlier? Or do we say no, it has nothing to do with bringing the water, you are just preventing from the fire to catch on something else? For example, taking a candle, putting it in sand is not an indirect action of extinguishing. It's not a gram kibui. Rather, what you're doing is you're not giving room for the fire to expand. You're not extinguishing the fire. You just don't give it room to expand. So perhaps here too, with the timer, you don't look at it as water that is an action of extinguishing was about to come to the fire. Rather, you're preventing the fire to expand further. That is his suffix. Now, going back to the example that we gave with the candle, that some poskim hold that you cannot put a candle in water before Shabbos, halfway in water before Shabbos, in order so when the candle comes halfway, it should be extinguished. So if that is the case, the problem would be, how can you set a timer to go off if you can't do it even before Shabbos? So the answer is a difference. That the case of the water, there, it's set already by the candle, you're putting the water to come to extinguish the fire. So you might compare it to bringing water towards a flame. So the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah in Rei Samech Hei, Sifkot Miyut Ches, brings many who permit even to put the candle halfway in water before Shabbos. But even if you say that that's not permissible, we already mentioned that this is more compared to put it in sand, which is permissible according to all opinions. The problem is putting a candle halfway in water is that a person might come and bring water to the fire. But in sand, you just don't give it room to expand, which is most likely what happens with the timer.